This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri Republicans have been the loudest critics of a new state legislative redistricting system that voters approved last November. But some African American politicians don't like the new plan, contending it could make it harder to elect black state representatives and senators. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum takes a closer look at whether these concerns have validity.
The plan known as Clean Missouri would give much of the power over state legislative redistricting to a demographer who would have to create House and Senate maps that emphasize competitiveness and partisan fairness. Republicans want voters to get rid of the new system, contending it's a Democratic scheme to reduce GOP numbers in the General Assembly. Thus far, not many Democratic legislators have gone along with the GOP plan to scrap Clean Missouri. But that does not mean that all Democrats are in love with the new system. Take, for example, Representative Wiley Price, a St. Louis Democrat who voted against a proposed amendment to get rid of Clean Missouri, but makes no secret of his disdain of the new state legislative redistricting process.
I feel like we were sold a dream in a lot of ways. It is garbage.
African-American legislators like Price have sharply questioned Clean Missouri. Proponents have pointed to black leaders that supported the November 2018 constitutional amendment. They also look to language aimed at protecting minority representation that's prioritized over the competitiveness and partisan fairness requirements. But that's not compelling to State Representative Rachel Prouty. Like Price, the Ferguson Democrat did not vote for the amendment that basically gets rid of Clean Missouri, but she does not believe the new system will prevent the demographer from reducing the percentage of African-American residents in House and Senate districts. That could make it easier for a white person to represent a district with a substantial black population.
I live in St. Louis County, and I know that you can draw my district in either direction, particularly more towards St. Anne. And the issue isn't whether or not it'll be a Democrat seat. It is, will we have representation?
In many respects, Price and Prouty's concerns reflect a longstanding rift between white and black Democrats over redistricting. University of Missouri-St. Louis political science professor David Kimball says black Democrats have often found that Republicans are more reliable redistricting allies.
Part of the deal was you draw districts in North City and North County packed with black Democratic voters so that some of the neighboring districts are whiter and therefore easier for Republicans to win. And I suspect that for black Democrats, you know, Clean Missouri ends that deal. I can see where they're nervous.
Yuri Rudensky is with the Brennan Center for Justice, a group that's been strongly critical of efforts to get rid of Clean Missouri. He says an extensive study of elections is required if a demographer is going to reduce the percentage of African Americans in legislative districts. He also says the amendment encourages the creation of what he calls coalition districts.
If white folks support white Democrats and if black folks support black Democrats, you wouldn't see any reduction in the percentages. But if what the results show is there are significant numbers of white people who are willing to vote for these black preferred candidates, then that's the only situation where that percentage could be taken down a bit.
Someone could sue if they feel a House or Senate map diminishes African American residents' ability to elect the candidate of their choice. But Democratic State Representative Maria Chappelle Nadal doesn't have a lot of faith that an increasingly conservative judiciary will protect black districts.
After what has happened in St. Louis County and the state of Missouri, I cannot by any means give up the opportunity for African Americans to represent, or any other minority, to represent other minorities.
State Representative Bruce Franks of St. Louis says many of the experts he's talked to believe black districts will be protected under the new system. He understands why African American Democrats like Chappelle Nadal are skeptical, but he doesn't believe Republicans have much credibility in bringing up the issue of minority representation as a reason to undo Clean Missouri.
No, you're not finna tell me that you care about black representation but support every single policy that speaks against black representation and our black communities.
Ultimately, Republicans that control the legislature do not need a single Democrat to put a constitutional amendment on the 2020 ballot to either get rid of or substantially change Clean Missouri. But getting black voters behind such a move may be critical, since it may be a sizable challenge to convince Missourians to repeal something they recently put in place. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.